Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph, and we're going to conclude Simen Samach and start Simen Samach Aleph. And we're dealing with the halachos of Kriya Shema. And Sif Hey, the very top line, the Mechaber writes, HaKoriyah Shema, one who reads the Kriya Shema, the low key ben libo of Pasuk Rishon, and did not have the proper intention, the proper understanding of what it means when he reads the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shu Shema Yisrael, Lo Yotzei Dechavoso, has not completed, fulfilled his obligation. Vashar, the rest of the Kriya Shema, in Lo Kivin Libo, if he didn't have the proper Kavana, Afil Hoya Kori B'Torah, O Magia Parshios Elu, Onas Kriya Shema Yotzei, even if he was just reading in the Torah, and he was reading the Parsha of Kriya Shema, or he was checking out the Parsha in the Torah, or just the Parsha of Chumash, and it was the time of Kriya Shema, and he read it, Yotze, because it technically doesn't require the same Kavana as with the first Parsha, the first paragraphs, first Psukim of Kriya Shema. However, he's only Yotze with the rest of the Kriya Shema if he had the proper Kavana during the reading of the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, and as many posts will say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machoso as well. Now, this is not to suggest that you shouldn't have Kavana during the other parts, but obviously the essential Ikov over here, it's Ma'akev, if you don't have Kavana, is only on the first couple of Psukim, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem Kvod. Let's see now what the Mishneh Berurah has to say in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Kavana Zu, this Kavana that we're saying, the intention to have Kavana during the first Psukim of Kriya Shema, Ho'amura Khan, that we're talking about here in this Sif Hey, Eino HaKavana Ho'amura B'Sif Dalet, is not the same as in yesterday's Shir in Sif Dalet. The Sham in yesterday's shir, Huakavana Lotzei Dechovas HaMitzvah, that was intention to perform the mitzvah. I hereby intend to read Kriya Shema. That's not the Kavana we're talking about today. Zeh Bo'in L'Chol HaParashos, that intention you really need, as we spoke out yesterday, L'Chatchila, for all the Parashos. Kimo Shekosav HaRitma, V'Rosh Hashanah, V'Shitim HaKvetzes, V'Brachos, as we discussed yesterday. However, here, Ma'ashe King Khan, here we're talking about a different type of Kavana. Kavana Zuhu his bonein. Here we're talking about a deep thought, V'losum alibo, to put into your heart, Mashuhu Omer, exactly what you're saying. Ulekach hu li'ikuva, and that's why this is only essential, rak b'posuk rishon, only with the posuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael itself. Because this has the essential component of accepting upon yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the King, and making HaKadosh Baruch Hu one over the entire world. That is essential. If you don't have that Kavana, you're not Yotze. You have to repeat the Pasuk. All the rest is very nice and very appropriate and very proper that you have Kavana, but if you didn't have Kavana, you are Yotze B'Dievet. Furthermore, he brings down the name of the Kesef Mishnah, the Yesho Rim Shafilu Kavana Lotzeis Hu Liyikuva Rak B'Pasuk Rishon. Others say over here that this intention to be Yotze with the mitzvah, that's also only for the Pasuk Rishon that we're talking about over here. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishneh Berurah writes, O Magia, the person is just looking at the Sefer Torah to make sure it's correct. However, V'hu Shekori Kilchasa, he's not only looking with his eyes, but he actually read it. That concludes Simen Samach, but let's just finish up Dirshu footnote number 21. In Dirshu footnote number 21, he talks about what does it mean, the Kavana that you should have in the first Pasuk. Mashma, Shapiru Shamilam Akiv Pasuk Rishon. It seems to imply that understanding the basic meaning of the words, understand, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, the Lord is one. The simple understanding of the words is essential. Furthermore, he writes in Simen Samach Beis, which we'll learn shortly in a few days, She'ein Matsui Sheben Yisrael Lo Yeda Bir HaPasuk HaRishon Shebekriya Shema Shakavana Bo L'Kivuva. It's impossible to think, at least in those days, that there would be a Yid that wouldn't know the meaning of Shema Yisrael. Ushelos Tshuvas Igros Moshe brings down from the Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shakavana HaMakeves Beperu Shamilim, that which is essential over here, and if you don't say it, you don't think it, you're not Yotze. Gam Shiyachavein B'Hashem Elokeinu, you have to have during the saying of Hashem Elokeinu, Shemakavolov Omacho Shemayim, has to be with the understanding that you're accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon yourself. Me'idach, on the other hand, Gaon Rav Yashiv Zatzal holds, that's an additional wonderful kavana to have. Novad kavana is perish hamilim, but the essential part is perish hamilim, the understanding of the words. The calls there shalom kimo shochiach b'sefer kisav v'chosim l'Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is different than what Rabbi Akiva Eger says, based upon the Gemara in Brachos. Shafilu b'pasuk rishon, he holds that even in the first pasuk ein ma'ake perish hamilim. Even the perish hamilim is not ma'ake according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rak kavon l'kabel olav malchus shemayim. He just has to accept upon himself that Hashem is his God, and that is sufficient. In regard to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Pasuk Rishon, we learned earlier in Siman Hey that the Vilna Gaon's opinion is that when you say Hashem, Tzorich Lekavin, Rak is Perish Kriyoso Shu Adon Kol, normally you have to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything, Adon Kol. However, when you say Shema Yisrael, you should also have in mind Hoya Hove V'yeh. He is timeless. He's in the past, he's in the present, he's in the future. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have this Kavanah, Hashem, Hoya Hoya V'yeh, for all times that you say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, in Lo Kivim B'Shemu Shal Apostol Rishon, if you don't have Kavanah when you say the Shem of Hashem and Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, writes Moshe Feinstein, the years Moshe, as well, this is the Das of Rav Eliashiv, Shem Niskavim Behem Shua Shem Yisbarach Yotze Bezeh. Even if you didn't have the full Kavanah, but you understood it was the Shem of Hashem, then you're Yotze as well. Furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 21, he brings down from Simon Samach Gimel, again we'll learn this in a few days as well, that the Baruch Shein for Machuso is included in this Pasuk Rishon, that if you don't have the right Kavanah for this, you have to repeat it again. The Mishnah Berurah over there explains that this Baruch Shein for Machuso is part of accepting O Malchus Shemayim upon yourself. We do pause, however, between the first sentence, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem, because the first sentence is the real essence. And even though some pause between the second sentence and the start of Yahavtu, the real essence of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is the first paragraph, the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, albeit Baruch Shem for Malchus Shemayim also incorporates the concept of O Malchus Shemayim. This concludes Simen Samach. And now we begin Simen Samach Aleph. Din kamo tzorich ledakdek ulechavin b'kriyashma. How careful must one be when he says kriyashma? And the Mechaber starts off with a very important idea, and he says yikra kriyashma b'kavona, be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'ziya. When a person says kriyashma, he must read it with tremendous understanding, with intention, with chavana, be'ema, with tremendous awe of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yira, fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, be'reses, be'ziya. He should be trembling that he's now accepting upon himself O Malchus Shemayim. The Mishnah Berurah comments that when you say Shema in Sifkot and Aleph, Hainu Kol Kriya Shema, he's talking here about the entire Kriya Shema. Da'afshin is borah b'sov simon, just as we did learn at the end of the previous simon, that it's talking about the first pasuk, that's only b'diyevet. Really, one should have in mind, and one should have this understanding, this kavana of the entire Kriya Shema, not just the first pasuk. Sifkot and Bey is the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bekavona, what does that mean? He brings the Elie Rabba, who brings in the name of the Kolbo, a Rishon, that the Yerushalmi at the end of the first parak in Brachos says that the famous idea that in Kriyashma, Merumas Aseres Adibros, all 10 of the Aseres Adibros are alluded to, hinted to in the saying of the Kriyashma. Where are these? The Mishnah Berurah explains. In Hashem Elokeinu, Merumas says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. By saying Hashem is our God, that's analogous to the first Dibro, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We say Hashem is Echad, that is equivalent to the Dibur, Lo Yelucho Elokim Achirim Alpanoi. You don't have any other gods, you only have one God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Pasuk V'yahavta, when we say and start the paragraph of V'yahavta, Merumah's Dibro Lo Sisa, that alludes or is the idea of the Dibra of Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Lekecha Lashov. Why is that? You don't take God's name in vain. Deman Derachim Lemalkim. If somebody really loves the king, Lo Mishtaba Bishmei Leshikwa. One would never take his name falsely. Here's your footnote number one brings down when you say V'yahavta, as we'll learn, as we already learned in Simon Kofhei, and the name of the Sefer HaRedim, Sheyira Lahachnis Avas Hashem Yisbaruch Beliba. When you're saying that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to really try to mean it. Because you shouldn't say, I love God, but you don't really mean it. So you should try very hard to have a havana, an understanding over here of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon writes, when you say V'yahavta, Yiru L'Hachnes Belivo Avas Hashem, you should have this kavana of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as well, you should think about Gadlus Habore V'Rab Muso, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how elevated and lofty he is. And he adds, Shem Koshalo L'Chavin Kolzeh Beis Kriyashma, if it's difficult to have such a tremendous understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're trying to say Kriyashma, you should at least try to have such an understanding once a day, at some point during the day. And he suggests the best time to do this is when you're leaving the shul and you're about to enter your home. That is an optimal time to think about Avas Hashem, because you're going home to your house to eat, and as we have with many mitzvahs, one shouldn't eat before one does the mitzvah, so here the mitzvah is Avas Hashem. Furthermore, the Bir Halacha says, how does one accomplish or reach this level of Avas Hashem? The only way to do so is really through Torah learning. Through learning of Torah, one can recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Lo Erech Lo Keitz. He is timeless, and he has no boundaries or limitations. And in this way, you'll end up loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. The Mishnah Berurah now continues and he says, for the fourth Dibra. He says, "B'pasuk uksavtom al mezuzos beisecha dibur lo sachmo." That alludes to the Aseres HaDibros of "do not desire something that's not yours," because it says al beisecha, the lo beis chaverecha, not your friend's house. "V'pasuk yasavta diganecha," when it says "collect your wheat," dibur lo signo, it implies "do not steal," because it says digancha, your wheat, lo sesof digan chaverecha, not your friend's wheat. In the next pasuk it says "v'avadete meiro," you'll be destroyed totally, quickly. That implies dibur, the Aseres HaDibros of lo sirtzoch. Why? Because dimon diktal yisketil, because the one who kills will be killed himself. So therefore, when it says v'avadete meiro, it means you'll be killed. It must be because you killed, therefore do not kill. In the pasuk "l'man yibu yimeichem," that's an allusion to the dibur of kabedes avicha, because it promised for honoring one's parents, one will have a long life. In the pasuk it says v'lo zasur acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem, that's the dibur of lo sinof, one shouldn't be looking at other women and going after someone else's wife. That's the iser of niyuf. In the pasuk of Laman Tiskru, that's an allusion over here to Zohar Yom HaShabbos, because Shabbos is shokul kikola Torah. By observing the Shabbos, you'll remember all of the Torah and you'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. And finally, in the pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's an allusion to the dibur of Lo Sane B'Riecho Eit Shoker. You shouldn't testify or bear false witness, because you're constantly in front of Hashem, so therefore remember and recognize that you shouldn't bear false witness. And all of these things, Al Kein Tzorich Adam Lizbonin Behem, once you think about them, Beis Amir's Kriyashma, why saying Kriyashma, Kedesh Lo Yovo Lavar Al Chasbien, in order to help make sure the Chas V'Shalom, a person isn't over any one of the Aseres HaDibros. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, "Be'emo v'yira," you had to do with tremendous awe and trepidation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "V'nira," he says, it appears, "the emo v'yira, zuhi bof and zeh." This is what he means by emo and yira. "She'achavin b'shoah shukori eshema l'kabel olav ochmal shemayim." It means the acceptance of the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon yourself. "Lios nerag al kiddush Hashem ha'miyuchot," that you would even be willing to be killed over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, "zeh b'chol nafshecho," with all of your life. "Afilu no tell es nafshecho," even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want to take your life, you'd be willing to give it. And "alzeh omar HaKosov," this is what it means when we say, "ki alecho horagnu kol hayom," for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're killed every day. "Ki oz b'chavona zu," with our intention in this saying of these words, "b'chol nafshecho," yikrena be'emo v'yiro reseiz v'ziyah, you should understand the awesomeness of what you're saying, that you're willing to give up your life to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the issue footnote number 2, he brings down the kavana zu lios nerag al kiddush Hashem, in regards to being willing to be killed al kiddush Hashem. The Chayyodim writes in the name of the Zohar, "Shi'chavin osa miyad achrei hamilo echad." This should be what you have in mind right after you say the word echad. Furthermore, he says, "Shi'dama b'dayto kiluhu nisraf achshav al kiddush Hashemo." You should imagine yourself burning, being burned at the stake, because you're willing to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "V'yachashiv lo kilu also b'pol mamash," and this way Hashem should regard it as if you actually gave up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, the Chayyodim writes, "Should b'milim u'v'chol nafshecho," when you say b'chol nafshecho, "yachavin l'kai mitzvah saseh shel ahavas Hashem," this is the time that you should intend to fulfill the mitzvah of ahavas Hashem, even afilu no telas nafshecho, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your life. Finally, Sifkot and Dala, the Mishnah writes, "Bereseis v'ziyah," with awe and trepidation and trembling, he brings in the name of the Tur, in the name of Rav Amram, "L'shavi inish l'kriyashma b'chol zman d'korile kifrat goma chadosha." Every time you say kriyashma, it should be like a brand new declaration from the king, as if you got a personal letter from the king. "Huksav tzivu yamelech abnei minidoso." It's a new decree coming out from the king. "V'yachshav v'libah," and you should imagine, every time you're saying the Shema in your heart, "Ilu melech bos of Adam," if an individual on this world were to give me something, a king on this world were to send me shlech perogmota chadosha, were to send me a declaration, a royal decree, everybody would read it with great trepidation. How much more so for Kriyashma? Shehu prot gomba shom melech malchim lochem kodesh baruch hu. This is God's declaration to us. Shekai kolecho the grosso be'ema v'yira v'retzes there. We should read it with great awe and trepidation. Furthermore, he brings down the prisha. That's why it's specifically over here compared to a dictum or a decree from the king. Ksav etzivu yamelech. Why? Lo malacha shelo tikro kriyashma b'chatifa u'b'merutza u'b'irbu v'adorm. Don't read kriyashma like it's fast and unimportant and something that you already know. Ela b'misun mila b'mila, but with great interest in hearing every single word. U'b'hefsik being double dover, and with stopping in between to understand what the king has just told you. Kodem akore tzivri amelach. just like a person reading a brand new decree from the king, Shekori b'mit, and he reads it slowly, gadol, with great slowness, called tzivoy b'fni'atzo, every single word from the king by itself, lavino atuchunaso, in order to make sure he understands it perfectly. So too, kachi kori kriyashma, that's the attitude that we should have when we read kriyashma. Called tzivoy v'tzivoy, onesh v'onesh, hanizkabo, every commandment, every punishment, hanizkabo, that is mentioned in the kriyashma, Yosin Malibo Lavino should put into his heart to understand it. Ki Watzivo Yamelech HaGodol Baruch Hu, because this is a decree directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Asher Anuchim Mitzavecho Hayom, when we say in the Shema that God commanded us today, Hainu Lomar, we should view this, similar to what the Mishnah Berurah just said, V'chol Yom Yivu Beinecha Kachadoshim, you should view each day when you say Hayom, as if we just got it now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not like below Kamisha Kfar Shama also Harbi Pomim, and not like somebody who's heard it many, many times before and doesn't really pay much attention or heed. She'eino choviv etzlo, it's not dear to him. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot, and he writes, the cause of Prima Godim, he brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, Shala Achas Kama Vakama, how much more so when you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this special Shema each day, Shetzorach She'ira Lohovim B'chol Pam, you have to understand each time. Don't run through it. Don't just gloss over it. But try to understand each word each day. The Lula Cross and Marutza, don't read it quickly. Like you're used to it. For Rak Lotse Sidekriya, I gotta be Yotze, so I'll read it. But not like you really enjoy it and mean it. And that is the essence of Shema. It should be very special. We should view it as a special personal Sivui, decree from HaKadosh Baruch to us each day, fresh and new, and we should read it with great trepidation and awe, as if we were truly reading a message from the king sent to us personally, and we would hang on every word and every thought. That concludes today's shiur.